Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. We are in 2 Corinthians chapter 6 in the Passion Translation, and this is what it says. Now, since we're God's co-workers, we beg you not to take God's marvelous grace for granted, allowing it to have no effect on your lives. For he says, I listened to you at the time of my favor, and the day when you needed salvation, I came to your aid. So can't you see? Now is the time to respond to his favor. Now is the day of salvation. We will not place obstacles in anyone's way that hinders them from coming to salvation so that our ministry will not be discredited. Yet as God's servants, we prove ourselves authentic in every way. For example, we have great endurance in hardships and in persecutions. We don't lose courage in a time of stress and calamity. We've been beaten many times, imprisoned, and found ourselves in the midst of riots. We've endured many troubles, had sleepless nights, and gone hungry. We have proved ourselves by our lifestyles of purity, by our spiritual insights, by our patience, and by showing kindness, by the spirit of holiness, and by our uncritical love for you. We commend ourselves to you by our truthful teachings, by the power of God working through us, and with the mighty weapons of righteousness, a sword in one hand and a shield in the other. Amid honor or dishonor, slander or praise, even when we are treated as deceivers and imposters, we remain steadfast and true. We are known. We are unknown nobodies whom everybody knows. We are frequently at death's door, yet here we are still alive. We have been severely punished, yet not executed. We may suffer, yet in every season we are always found rejoicing. We may be poor, yet we bestow great riches on many. We seem to have nothing, yet in reality we possess all things. My friends at Corinth, our hearts are wide open to you and we speak freely, holding nothing back from you. If there is a block in our relationship, it is not with us, for we carry you in our hearts and with great love. Yet you still withhold your affections from us. So I speak to you as our children. Make room in your hearts for us as we have done to you. Don't continue to team up with unbelievers in mismatched alliances, for what partnership is between righteousness and rebellion? Who could mingle light with darkness? What harmony can there be between Christ and Satan? Or what does a believer have in common with an unbeliever? What friendship does God's temple have with demons? For indeed, we are the temple of the living God, just as God has said, I will make my home in them and walk among them. I will be their God, and they will be my people. For this reason, come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord. Touch nothing that is unclean, and I will embrace you. I will be a true father to you, and you will be my beloved sons and daughters, says the Lord Yahweh Almighty. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, this is a really long series of things that Paul says about the endurance that he endured. And as I was reading it, Lord, I just felt so strongly that that has everything to do with many of the things that we have combated and walked through and journeyed in through 2020. And so, Lord, thank you for your scripture that is applicable back when Paul wrote it and applicable today. Lord, we do pray for endurance in our hardships and in our persecutions. Lord, help us not to lose courage in a time of great stress and great calamity. Lord, we have been beaten many times this year, and some of us have found ourselves in the midst of riots. We have endured many trials, and Lord, I have had so many sleepless nights. So, Lord, and I know that some people listening today have gone hungry, but Lord, I do pray that we would prove ourselves by our lifestyle of purity. Lord, give us the spiritual insights that we need to endure today and to have that kind of perseverance. Lord, we need patience. We need that fruit of the Holy Spirit. We need kindness. We need the spirit of holiness working within us. Lord, we need you to help us to love the people in our lives with joy and with actions. Lord, help us to see you in the midst of us, even in the midst of the trials, amidst the honor and dishonor, the slander and the praise, even when we're treated as deceivers and imposters. Help us, by the power of your Holy Spirit, to remain steadfast and true according to what your scriptures say. Lord, we are unknown nobodies, and we do have a lot of things that we have walked through. We have suffered in every season, but we want to be found, like Paul says, we want to be found rejoicing. We may be poor, but you have given us so many riches. And Lord, I just pray that today would be a day we could look back on the faithfulness of you during this crazy year and just begin to list the beautiful blessings that you've given us. I thank you so much ahead of time for what you will do. And I thank you for the perseverance that you've given my friends today. Lord, just be with us. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. So grateful to have you here. Today's podcast is brought to you by Reckless Grace, and that is a new book, and it's really perfect for this time of turmoil in 2020. So my friend Bill Vanderbush wrote this book along with his co-author Britt Eaton, and these are tools and exercises to move you toward healing. And he says this, he says, grace is not a philosophy, grace is a person. Jesus. And his heart is that we would together, as we read this book, that we would explore the heart of God together. You can find this book, Reckless Grace, at Amazon, and there's also a study guide, or you can also visit at Bill's website at billvanderbush.com, and he has lots of free messages about this subject. So thank you so much to Bill and Tracy Vanderbush for sponsoring Pray Every Day, and I do pray that Reckless Grace would make it into the hands of those who desperately need to know that grace is a person, and that person is you, Jesus. Yay, I just love you so much, Jesus, for giving us the grace that we need. And thanks again, Bill and Tracy.